Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Ah, Leilu Nishmas Agudin Chodesh. Welcome to Mendi Orbach, straight from the safari in South Africa. Leilu Nishmas Imirosi Rusbas Mordechai. Today's shir is being sponsored by Shmuley Hecht in honor of David Zlatnik F200, Akiva Solkowitz F94, Shalom Rand F202, Shmuley Davidowitz. B202, an official 8-minute daf Yoimi committee. More from them in a bit. By Vlad Zakharov. Rav Boisai, this guy is new here. He doesn't know that there's no talking now. He just came from the safari. His head is in the safari. Noam, do me a favor. Shkoyach. Refuah Shleim from my grandmother. Nechama Bas Haika. Aliza and Avi Sherman and family on the 10th yard side of our mother and grandmother, Lili Nishmas, Yeles, Bas Avram Chano, Alea Sholem, Shabbos Kodesh, Aleph Mar Cheshvin, by Nachman Mostovsky, Lili Nishmas, my mother, Eddie in the Bas, Rav Shlomo, on her 34th yard side, and Mazel Tov, to Natana Mostovsky, who is finishing Mishnah Yisrael in Zikin. And we may be starting with MDY for Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Mazel Tov, and welcome. Shuli and Yiddy Schwartz, good one. A giant happy birthday Mazel Tov to the most incredible and awesome Chaim Levi Gruner, along with a shout out to his wonderful Chavrusa Yosef Pekir. Now, we have more. Abba Rennert, in honor of Mendy Brachfeld, a close friend who encourages me to keep on daffing with Rebelli Shlita. Maybe because of this dedication, he will join as well. Wow. He keeps on bugging people to do it, but he himself not. And Bezer Hashem, I'll get another raffle ticket. You get two raffle tickets, I think, for the second guy, no? Something, we have to figure it out. Sixth, Aaron Hirsch, not Moshe Hirsch, Aaron Hirsch. In memory of the yard side of my grandfather, Shlomo ben Yaakov Yosef, Zichrono Livracha. Boys, I received an incredible amount of unbelievable emails, and obviously, we won't be able to read them all. I want to share with you this particular one that my Chavrusa filmed me reading this while I was crying. I didn't know he was filming me, but I'm not going to show you that part. Let's talk about the Torah pyramid scheme. This is the Torah pyramid scheme. As you recall, David Zlatnik, what is he, F202, I think. David Zlatnik went to the Siyum of Akiva Solkowitz, which was Akiva's first Siyum, and it was a beautiful Siyum. And he thought outside of the box. He brought himself over 30 Gemaras, and he pushed the Olam to grab a Gemara and join Maseches Beitza. So what is that, 35 days ago? And then he opened up a WhatsApp group for these guys, and it started with three guys, 35 days ago. Today, there are over 70, I saw it at 68, they told me there's over 70 people in the group. Yesterday somebody sent me a screenshot, 68 guys, let's call it. And David is on top of them, and other guys knew that you do the daf, we did the daf. All this group is about the daf. And about how it's changing people's lives. Let me read you this email. And this is David Zlatnik taking it in his own hands, coming up with his own idea. Something that was out of his comfort zone. He told me he doesn't like doing this stuff, but he felt it was necessary. Hi, my name is Hill Boyer from Kensington in Brooklyn. As a teenager, I always wanted to do the daf. I tried many times, I failed after the second and third day. This past August, I was on vacation with my dear friend Akiva Solkowitz, F94. Now, whoever knows Akiva wouldn't believe that he's capable of doing such a thing. I saw him carrying the Arsenal Gemara wherever he was going. I asked him, since when was he doing the daf? He told me he started with Sukkah and he's hooked for life. He told me that I need to join the shir. Not too long after that, he scheduled his first Siyum, Masechta Sukkah. I went that day to buy two Arshim Gemaras, one for myself and one for Pini Peretz, who's also currently going strong. Keep up, Pini. I've been thinking about sending you an email, but I wanted to do it until I was hooked. The Gemara became the number one thing that I was always in my hand. I haven't missed a day. I've made it through all Yom Tovim without falling behind. I was in Orlando for Sukkot, preparing for the Chag. I made sure to leave myself some time to do the daf. After Sukkot, I drove to Miami for Shabbos. I like to listen to music usually. Well, I was doing the daf. Erev Shabbos in Miami. Well, the guys were at the pool. I was doing the daf. On the flight back from New York, doing the daf. The next morning, kitzer, I'm honestly shocked that I've lasted this long, and even more shocked that I'm about to make my very first siyum at the age of 25. I've never in my life felt such a strong love for learning. It became part of my life, and it's totally natural now. This is after 35 days. I do not go to sleep without doing the daf. I love it and live it. It's that simple. You mentioned once that the Rebbe said, okay, fine. I've always had the love for Torah, but you were the one that helped me develop it. Your shir is the one of a kind. The charts are amazing. My life has been changed forever. I don't know how it's possible. I naturally became happier, more chilled out person. Thanks for helping me give my parents the nachas. You should see the video that Akiva sent me when his father, big long beard, was out to see him. First time that one of his sons made a siyum. The guy, you should have seen the emotion over there. Unbelievable. Hugging and kissing for minutes. They always knew that one day I'd come around and learn Gemara. Thank you for making it a pleasure and something I look forward to every morning when I wake up. Good morning. Ah! As of last night, two more of my friends have taken upon themselves to join me in Rosh Hashanah. I wanted to give a special shout out to Daf Yomi Committee and all the Hatzol guys in the F and B. P.S. Thank you to Dov Zlatnik, F200, not F202, F200, who I became very good friends with. And checks in. He told me, Hill, he left me a voice note, that not only did he accomplish all this with the learning, but his friendships with different people through this. He made new friends. And the Achdus, he checks in with me every once in a while to make sure I'm still on board. Dov, I'm hooked for life. Thank you. Choking up. I plan on visiting in Israel and can't wait to come to live shir. Shalom Ran, F202 started the trend. Attach some pictures of my Florida trip. And here he is, Rabbi Yisai. Here's the tzaddik, Hillel Boyer. Schmack, a normal guy that Torah became part of his life. Here he is, Orlando, Miami, Bechulu. Okay, I think there's another one. Now, so that's the one that made me choke up. Here's a funny one from the famous Yoeli Duppelt. Dear Rebelli, as you predicted, keeping up with the daf over the Yom Tovim was very challenging. This is a great email for an American. An English guy, an Israeli, might have some hard time here. Okay, and I'll tell you why from the picture. Especially here in the U.S., the midweek, two-day chagim, Shabbos, and back-to-back with no possible routine inside that sometimes felt like a convoluted mush of Erevs and Motzeis with some days in between when I can't access YouTube for the shir. I fell behind multiple times. As someone dependent on routine, it threatened to crush my rhythm in learning the daf, in parentheses, yoimi. But I took your advice and kept trying to do that day's daf regardless of whether I finished the previous days or the day before that. What followed was a hot mess of skipped apim. Half a quarter amudim, which after I sketched it out on a paper, looks like a complex football play that was drawn out by ambitious coach, diagram attached. It says like this, Daf Yoimi Holiday non-blitz play. Daf Chof Ches goes off to the top, Chof Tes to the bottom, to the right. You could always depend on Yoeli. Your advice really saved me and what kept me committed. So what if I learned the Maskana 2 days before the Havamina? So what if I saw a picture of the yeshivish dog walker in the hat and jacket before the other yeshivish guy with the shorts and the white socks? And saw the shir with your kittel the same day as the shir with your sukkah? So what if I knew the ending of the story, spoiler alert, of the $2,000 Erev Kippur Tzedakah collection? When asked by one of my children, who was a mild case of Osher Chaim Davidowitz syndrome, aka OCD, how can you possibly learn like that? My reply was, every word is a precious mitzvah, and that is not about the daf, it's about the yo. Yosher Koyach, Yoel HaLevi Doppel. Givaldik. All right, I'm serious. I have a pile here. 701 days counting. Mazel tov. I made it. You know, I said this, that the day after I said Kaddish for 11 months, and every day I had to come to shul before everybody chapped on it. Here are all these unbelievable. Some of these are mamish, tear jerkers, and givaldic stuff. Here, Lamashal. Here, bring that over here. Bring that. Come here. Shimshi Weiss, get over here. I have one to read for you because of that. Hold on. Show what you have here. Shkoyach, Shimshi Weiss. Shkoyach. Thanks. I see.
Do we have one?
Now listen to this. Also? Yeah, givaldic. Listen to this. Mark Rotenstein, Mazel Tov. You are just 1,932 behind Cal Ripken. Continue in good health. Mark Rotenstein, Brooklyn, New York. Now, we learn about to be mechalik in the sugyas. We have Shabbos, Yontif. How you mechalik between this and that? No, you're a Lamdin, Mark. What is the nafkamina between Eli Stefanski and Cal Ripken?
Cal Ripken got
divorced. Cal Ripken didn't have the streak in a row. He had many, many days. He had vacations. He had 6 months to go 700. Let him come and say his shir 700 days straight with Yom Kippur, with Shabbos, and with Tisha B'Av. Big talker. It's nothing what he done. Okay, fine. We got to be a lamda, my friend. Now, real quickly, we're going to do something very, very interesting here. I first want to read. By the way, we have right now, we're not going to learn today. We're going to learn Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Today, there are 650 new guys joining this year. So you all have to be on your best behavior the first day. 650. Just yesterday alone is like over 100. 120 something. So I want to call out some of the guys here from the show. A lot of them are in this room. Yitzchak Weiss, Yehuda Wolf, Yehuda Hammerman, Moshe Hamburg. He's here? Moshe, who do you bring?
Mayor Solomon.
Mayor Solomon. Okay. Daron Kornblut, sitting right next to him. Who do you bring?
Ellie Watt agreed to skip today so we can both get more next week.
Doesn't work. No? Who do you have?
Yosef Richards.
From where?
From my street.
Rabbi Yosef Richards. Shalom Aleichem. Mayor Bilal. Avi Berger. Menachem Weinrib. Evan Hendel. Nissen Dueck. Perry Moses. Peretz Rapoport. Are any of these guys here? Who's Peretz Rapoport? Not your kid? Cooperman family, Daniel Dax, Israel Weisberg, Marg Sigelnik, Gavriel Badalov, Peretz Chaim Levin. One minute, I saw Akiva's name, Akiva Solway. Here we go, Akiva Solway, you see? Who did you bring, Akiva? Your grandfather! Wow, what a grandfather do so that his grandchild just should get that special edition. Akiva, come here. I don't know if Dailam knows what you look like. Come here, Akiva, a second. Get over here. Pinchas Miles, Yossi Shasha, and Avi Berger. Shkoyach. Thanks for bringing your grandfather. Must have been tough, no? And two of your cousins?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with the raffle? If you win the raffle, what are you going to do? You're going to hang out with Nachum Seltzer? Or you're going to take the $5,000 in cash? $5,000 in cash. You're going to run a seminary for 4 days. Trading all the other days. Okay, Raboisai, does anybody in this room have a smartphone? Anybody have a smartphone? Raise your hand. Okay, Raboisai, do this with me. Please entertain me for a second. Where's my smartphone? Here we go. You ready? Take out your smartphone. Where's your smartphone? Raboisai, we're going to do this together. Check this out. We're all gonna go right now, seriously. Take out your phones. Take out your phone. I don't see your phone. All of a sudden, and during the share, everybody's like this. Now, all of a sudden, what is wrong with you guys? With 1 minute of your time, you're gonna be Zoicha Leil Mabo. You're gonna be part of this Torah pyramid. We're gonna go to, listen to this. Everybody, you guys watching also. MDY status. Status.com. Do it. Don't look at me. I see you know I'm staring at me and you know, should I do it and I blow up my phone? Press go. You know what happens? Do it. And it says, should you open this page in WhatsApp? And you click open. Now, all of a sudden, it gives you a message here. You just press send. Okay, I did MDY status and I got this from phone number 972-53-786-0586. No, that doesn't make sense. Okay, anyways, I press it. And you wait 10 seconds. Look what's going to happen here. It's not going to work because it's live now. Mm-hmm. Didn't work. It's the wrong number. It did? No, it worked before. Here we go. Okay. You get all these things here. Yeah, free Gemara raffle. You get three things. A video and this. Now, you take this and you push forward. What? You know why? Because we're all pressing at the same time. Maybe we confuse the robot. Okay, just do it. And then you press forward. And by the way, I'm from the generation, I didn't even know what status was. Like this, you could bring... I did this, within 2 minutes somebody signed up to the share. Within 2 minutes. And then afterwards, throughout the day. Do this. You take that video... Look at this. You go to my, you go all the way on the top. It says my status. You click on that, and you just press forward. Boom. That video, whatever you have, goes into your status. And the young guys know how to use it. It goes onto their phone. They press on the thing, and they sign up. That's all you have to do. It takes 1 minute, Rabbi Isai. You know how to do it? Mendy, come here, repeat. We don't talk about this. Fine, let's go, Rabbi Isai. We have a lot to learn here. This is Yossi Hirsch and Rabbi Salomon at the Chasana. We have guys like this also watching this year, by the way. It's not just that solo guys. What? Next, what? What did you say? No, no, no. Three things come up. It tells you how to do it. It gives you a message how to do it. Okay, Rabbi said today's Daf Lamed Zayin. Amazing sugya. This is what we learned yesterday. No, that's the chafina that you do with your head, with your mouth. All right. Yesterday in the Mishnah, we'll just go over this real quickly. We're going to go through the whole Mishnah in the Gemara. So don't worry if you didn't get the Mishnah yesterday. We're going over it right now. Okay. There are three categories in the Mishnah. Shvus means the Issa Derabbanan. Rishus means a little bit of a mitzvah. And mitzvah means a lot of a mitzvah. You can mute them. Send them to Nachman Seltzer. He deals with those stalkers.
One of my students told me to stalk.
Great.
Yeah.
She's like, come
don't tell my wife. Whatever you do, don't. She'll make me quit this year. All right. In the category Shvos of Issa D'Rabbanan, the Mishnah says, you can't do these four things on Shabbos because Issa D'Rabbanan. Climbing up a tree, riding an animal, swimming, and clapping your hands. Metapchim, I didn't have room for it, I just took it off. Clapping your hands, dancing, patching your lap. Rishos, semi-mitzvah, doing a dentaira, b'makadosh a woman, doing chalitza, doing yibum, we'll discuss it in the Gemara. A full mitzvah is creating hegdash, saying this goes to the Beis HaMikdash, erichin, erki olai, my value, his value, whatever that is, 50 shekel goes to the Beis HaMikdash, cherem, same idea, I say this thing should be cherem, it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, to be mafresh trumas ha-maisres, which is a mitzvah, all asar on Shabbos, all asar on Shabbos, all asar on Shabbos. Says the Gemara. We're holding by where it says Gemara, 10 lines from the bottom. Lo yoylim bi'ilon gzeira shema yitloish. You cannot climb up a tree because you might be over issa d'oraisa, right over here. If you climb up a tree, you might break off a branch, which is koitzer. Koitzer is issa d'oraisa. You're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos, on Yontif as well. You're riding a fast animal. You might miss the markers. You might go too quick. You won't see it. You're high up. So you'll come out of the tchum, which we're going to be discussing at length today. By the way, this daf is so jam-packed with musagim and halachas. It's unbelievable. Things that many of us are very familiar. If you're new to the daf, you just go through one thing to another. Every line is another halacha. Shma mina, so l'chayra, it's a big problem. Tchumim d'oraisa. Oh, you're not allowed to do this because of a gzeira. We only do a gzeira in a d'oraisa, not a d'rabbanan like that. You're not going to make a gzeira to a d'rabbanan, a gzeira l'gzeira. We have a big machlokes in Shas. Rabbi Kiva holds tchumim d'oraisa, but everybody else basically holds tchumim d'rabbanan. From here, it seemed like a yachid. So it's going on, you're right. El gzeira shama yachti zmeira. The problem of riding an animal is the same problem as climbing a tree. You need to whack that animal sometimes, and you're going to cut a branch off, and that is koitzer issa d'oraisa. V'lo yishoten al pnei ha-mayim, and you cannot swim on the water. Why? Gzeira shemiyasil chovish ha-shayoten. Maybe you'll make a flotation device, so it'll help you swim. I'm not exactly sure if this is what Rashi meant, or maybe something a little smaller, like what we have, like a tube or something, some sort of barrel to help you swim. Okay, the idea is the same. V'loi metapchim, v'loi mesapkin, v'loi meragdin. On Shabbos, on Yontif, you're not allowed to clap your hands, not in shul, not at the Shabbos table, you can't bang on the table and drum, you can't whack your leg, and you can't dance. Gzeira, Shema Yisakin Klishir, because perhaps you might come to fix an instrument. Now, as we had the sugya before, a few daf ago, to be melamed zchus on the people that do clap, do drum on Shabbos, you're not supposed to tell them, it's better shiyu shoygigim v'alyu mezidin. There's a taisus on that daf that says that our days, we don't have instruments like this, we don't know how to fix, we don't fix, so maybe it's not exagerated. The question is, everything that we have today doesn't apply. We're not going to make fires just because you're driving a car. So drive a car. The answer is we don't take off these gzeiros. So why all of a sudden this Taisus took off? So Rav Moshe Feinstein came up with a wild pshat that the Klal Yisrael never accepted it. There was always guys that were breaking the rules. They were dancing, bevislavos, MMela. It's a gzeira that wasn't received by Klal Yisrael. So since it doesn't apply anymore with Taisus Svara, so MMela, the two things combined, great. But Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down Taisvus, doesn't bring down Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Shulchan Aruch says it's us to do today. One of my good friends left me a voice note. He's very Hasidish. And he said that I want to be melamed zchus on myself and all my friends in Shul, all my Hasidish friends. We clap a lot. And I know that Hasidim, they understand this. I'm Litvish. I don't understand what he was saying. To me, it was like Chinese. He said that we do it out of eslavos. What the Gemara means to say is if a guy's a professional and he's doing percussion and this and that, but we, his lashon was, we can't control ourselves. We're, our neshama, he said, is asking us to do it. We're doing it b'slavas. So I wrote him back, and if your neshama wants you to jump in a car and drive b'slavas to get to shul, that makes him mutter. He's like, I hear. But anyway, I don't understand. I know that I have, my chassidish friends always say these things. It's b'slavas, and that's not this. Fine. Just, I'm making a point. Do what you want to do. The Rama says, not as halacha, but as there are some that are making like that, and he brings the taisus. Yes. But not that he passes like that. Gzei Rosha, he's pointing out why people might be doing it. I also told him, I said, you don't have to come on to this slavas. Taisus says it. And he says, you're right. Yeah. Okay, next. You cannot go to a Beis Din on Shabbos and Yontif. Ask the Gemara of a mitzvah covid. This is a mitzvah. How do I know it's a mitzvah? It says in the pasuk, v'shaftu sa'am, mishpat tzedek, v'shaftu. You have to judge people. It's a mitzvah to judge. Says the Gemara, there's a greater Rav than him, and it's not, the mitzvah is not in him. The mitzvah is with the Rav. That's greater than him. So in Mela, nobody should do it. There's always somebody, there's always something. Don't do it. V'loy mikachin. You shouldn't do kiddushin. You shouldn't marry a woman. Do kiddushin. V'am mitzvah kovid. This week's parasha. We had last week's parasha, Pru Revu. This week's parasha was more of a bracha. Not so much the mitzvah, but it's in the parasha. The idea of Pru Revu. So, so Rashi brings down that the chiyuv is to have a boy and a girl according to Bissel. And if you have that already, there's a little bit of a mitzvah to keep on going. So there's a whole thing here. If he doesn't have a wife according to Rashi, it would be also to be mekadesh a woman on Shabbos according to Tosfos. You would be allowed to be mekadesh a woman Shabbos. Okay. But I heard a very interesting story, to say the least. Rabbi Eliezer Tauber, he said that he was by a Rosh Hashiva or a big gadol that just lost his wife, and he was that chash of a person, gadol, b'Yisrael, he said. He called him gadol b'Yisrael, was sitting Shiva. And during his Shiva, he said, "Nu, do you have a shidduch for me?" In other words, it's a mitzvah not to be alone, to have. I know it sounds wild and crazy. But this idea of maybe I should do it on Shabbos, should be in college. No. So that's the shaila. What if he doesn't have? Or you just say, okay, since he has, and since, fine. Huh? Erusin, yeah, not Nisun. Loi chaltin veloi miyabin. So, chalitza. What is chalitza if a person, loyleinu, dies without children? There's a guy in the shir. Wrote in a bunch of emails, slightly related to him. he had to go through this process. His brother was nifter at a very young age, and he was the yavam. So if a brother dies without children, you have to be miyavim the wife. You have to marry his dalmana. And in order to, so that he should have a continuation. And if she doesn't want, you don't want, you do chalitza. She removes the shoe, she spits, the whole thing. It's a whole process, special shoe. He went through it, unfortunately. You don't do this on Shabbos. And you don't marry her. Vom mitzvah kavod. It's a mefurish pasuk. It's a whole parish. Leitzricha deki gadol. Well, it's the real mitzvah or the better mitzvah. So here's the picture of Yoni if you want to know what it looks like. Couple's married. He dies. She's alive. The next brother steps in and marries her. So the pasuk says over here, and Rashi brings the pasuk, v'hoya habachar, meaning the older, the Gemara darshan. That's not the simple meaning, but the Gemara darshan. The oldest brother should be the one performing the mitzvah yibum. And we have the same idea. You don't have the mitzvah, so it's not a big chiyuv. It's only a minor chiyuv. And what's wrong with all this? Gzeira shema yichtayv. That goes on all four of these. Adin Taira, you're going to write out the psak. Kiddushin, one of the ways to be mekadesh a woman is with the shtar. Chalitza, you got to write it out. Yibum, you have to write a ksuba. So all these have to do with writing. Do not do it on Shabbos and Yontif. Ve'eloheim shum mitzvah, lo'im agdishin, ve'lo'im arichin, ve'lo'im achrimim. Gzeira, mishum, mekach umemkar. Oh. Says in the pasuk, "Im tasha mishavis v'aglecha asoyis chafatzecha b'yom kachi." We say it, and some of us say it on Shabbos. V'karosel Shabbos oineg l'kedusha Hashem mechuba v'chibatim asoyis rachecha. You should be give honor to Shabbos, not doing what you usually do. Don't do what you do. Mimtzoy cheftzecha from doing your whatever your needs. V'daber davar. V'daber davar. So, Lamashal, let's say you own a car leasing company and a guy comes over to you and says, how much is that new Maybach GLS 600? So, the other says, Nishav is great. It's not a joke. If you say the price and you really think, tell them 160 grand. By the way, this is what they're driving these days in New York. 160 grand. Beautiful car. It's a Mercedes SUV. Gorgeous. But Dalam needs it. And it's mamish, it's nigel, because I could get more guys to come to the daf, so maybe it's mutter to talk about it on Shabbos. Isur gomer, isur der raisa, or inavi. V'daber davar, you're not allowed to talk about it. And it doesn't help the joke, Nishabbos giret, it's sold. It doesn't help. It's an isur. People think it's a little bit of a chumrah. No, it's a pasuk. So mele, you're not allowed to do mekachu memkar. If what?
160,000
chalas. 160,000 chalas. I think it's better to talk about the daf. So if you're not allowed to do mekach u'memkar, you're not allowed to do business on Shabbos, and memela, going from one rishus to the other, taking food that belongs to me and giving to the Beis Hamikdash, she goes from one. So even that, forget about a car. I want to sell you something. Even to donate something to the Beis Hamikdash, that goes baruch hu. It's awesome. In order to eat fruit, the guys in America and in Chutzlart, in England, South Africa, they're not familiar with this stuff. You can't just grab an apple out of a ShopRite and eat it in Eretz Yisrael. You have to make sure that somebody took a part of it out and gave it to the Kohen and the Levi. Truma Meiser. Pshita, Tanur Rav Yosef, Lo Nitzrucha. Of course you can't. Why? There's a number of reasons. But the main one that we know of is that it's Misakim Mana. This apple is usur to eat. When I chop a little piece off of it and I say to the Kayan, to the Levi, now I could eat it. I just fixed this kli. I just fixed this pre. So it's avad, it's usur. Why is it usur? I said misakim mana. It's probably the wrong way to say it. Nira ke misakim mana. It looks as if he's fixing something. He didn't fix anything. The apple is the same color, same size. It looks as if he fixed it. Before he couldn't eat it, now he could eat it. But what if it doesn't look like he fixed it? Because all he was trying to do is help the Kayan sustain himself on Yontif, give him Simchas Yontif, go over to him with a basket of fruit. Nobody thinks, oh, he took Trumas of Maestros. People think, oh, he's a nice guy. He's giving food to a Kayan. Nevertheless, it's awesome. This is when it is also for you to eat already from Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos. But what if it just became also right now? How does something become also right now? If you make dough. Or we had another case. Even with wheat, I can make it usur. You guys remember? We had a sugya. How does wheat become usur now on Shabbos? Because before, I thought I was going to grind it. And then I said, no, I'm going to eat it melilois. I'm going to eat it like a snack. It just became usur right now. I'm allowed to make dough on Shabbos, on Yontif. Why? Because I need fresh bread. So then I could be mafresh, trumas and maestris. Rabbanan didn't say it's also to do. They only said when you could do it beforehand. Don't do something you could do before Yontif, on Yontif. Vani mishum shus ika, mishum shus leka. Ask the Gemara. Look at this list. Shvus means issa de Rabbanan. Rishus, semi mitzvah, going to the entire. Mitzvah, massive mitzvah. To be what? Going to the entire is not a little bit of an issa de Rabbanan? It is issa de Rabbanan. We just said in the mission, it's also to do. Also to do. All these things. Four here. So they should all be called Shvus. Says Gemara, no. We kind of explained it. That's why we don't understand the kasha so much. The center column is only a semi-mitzvah, not an Isidur Rabbanan. Right? So even the word Shvus, a lot of people didn't even know what Shvus. In Yeshiva, I don't think we ever mentioned that word. It wasn't past Daf Ches, that word, or Daf Vav, in Chofetz Chaim, Daf Beis. That word shvus didn't exist. So now shvus means a iser derabbanan. Mishum mitzvah eka, mishum shvus leka. This category is only a mitzvah, and you can't do it on Yontif. But it's not an iser derabbanan. It is iser derabbanan. Omer Yitzchak lemebay kamar. No, of course. Lemebay shvus greatest of the aser. This category is only iser derabbanan. Ela filu. It keeps on going. Loizu avzu. Even if it's semi mitzvah, so I think, oh, it's a little bit of a mitzvah. You should be able to go to the entire on Shabbos. Kamash you can't. And not only the center category, but even if it's a huge mitzvah, donating a lot of stuff to the Beis HaMikdash, be mafresh trumas and maestros. Filu shvus the mitzvah, but since it has a little bit of shvus, it's also the rabbanon. Nami also. Says the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah, Kaleilu biyantiv amru. And what's the final sentence in the Mishnah? The famous line. Ein ben yantiv l'shabbos ela oichal nefesh bovad. What is the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? The only difference is cooking. You're allowed to cook. Ask the Gemara, what about this case, the famous case, that I'm allowed to save my fruit? That's not cooking. That's saving a monetary loss, which on Yontif, I can do it, and on Shabbos I cannot do it. So here's another nafkamin. Why are you telling me only oichal nefesh? Here, saving money, saving something is also. Rabbi Yehuda Mashin Lederach Harubi on the Vavli Shabbos. Amar Rav Yosef Leikashin. Ho, Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Eliezer that holds, I am not going to be makel when it comes to saving money. Monetary loss. Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua says, I will save money. I could be mechal yontif to save money. Where do we have the case? The San Yosef has been a shenafla bar. Remember this case? I couldn't find the picture of two cows. So we had two elephants that fell in. How do you save them? Machloikis. You could take one, save one, any one. You want the bigger one? Take the bigger one out. The second one, you throw in some water, you give him some trees to eat, and he's good to go. Kadesh Layam is just enough to sustain him that he shouldn't die. Reb Shua Aimer, Malas Arishan, he's allowed to do trickery. First, you take out the baby, you say, oh, I want veal. I'm an Azashachtai, or take whatever you want. The point is, you take one, and you say, I want that one. I'm an Azashachtai, Veni Shachtai. The Chayzu Marim Malas Hashani, and then you do a trickery. Oh, no, no, I decided I don't want veal, I want a fatty steak, and you take out the second one. Why does he allow trickery? To prevent the monetary loss. So you see, the Reb Shua is of the opinion that for monetary loss, you let him chal yontif. By the way, I'm telling you, I said this to Mark. This skill to differentiate between two similar things is a tremendous skill in learning, but it's also a skill in business. I felt that I was able to outdo sometimes in business, in a meeting, to be able to make a slight nafkamina between two things. Guys say that's the same thing. It's not the same thing. And point out why it's not the same thing. Why the price should be different. Why this, why that. It's a skill. It doesn't come naturally, but the Gemara trains us all the time. By the way, I noticed that Abaya recently was doing it, and I looked up. I found a bunch of times in Beitza more than the rest of the Shas. It was Abaya. Oh, Abaya, Mimai. What's the connection? Dilmat kan loy kol ma'ariv leza hasam. When it comes to two, Oisiv is benoy. I should point out also this halacha. Oisiv is benoy. A mother and a son cannot be shechted in one day. It's a deraisa to shecht the two of them. So you could only shecht one or the other. So you could only save one, really. Because you're only going to shecht one. So the other one is muktzeh to you. So that's why you do the trick. I forgot to mention that. That's why you do the trick. No, I want to shecht this one. Oh, no. I made up my mind. I want to shecht that one. That's why you do the trick. Anyway. Another halach. I'm just saying this daf is full of halachas and yisoidus. It says, Abaya, what's the connection between saving your fruit on a roof and saving an animal in a pit? They're very different. Nu, what's the difference? What would you think the difference is? So he says, You don't have to, your elephant is not going to die. Throw some water and then he'll live. But over here, on the rooftop, if you don't save all your fruit, whatever is left on the roof is going to get ruined in the rain. So maybe I could save it all. Inami, or another pshat. When it comes to two elephants or two cows, I can do trickery. I can say, oh, I want this steak. No, I want that steak. But with a bunch of grapes, how are you going to do trick? Oh, I want this grape, not that grape. They're all the same. New pshat. What's the difference between this case of the fruit saving fruit and our Mishnah which says you cannot save monetary loss? Only don't have to be doing Yom Tov Shabbos is. We learned it in the beginning of the Masechta Daf Yud Beis. You cannot carry on Yom Tov according to Bishamay, a lulav, and ask, we're going to save a Torah and a kid in Rosh Hashanah. We'll be still matirim, even though it's not necessary. So much beyond. So Mimela, that Bisil is also going to say that you're allowed to save your fruit and move it into the skylight. Says Gemara Demaloi. Again, let's differentiate. The iser to take out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is the iser the oiraisa. But mukta is only in the rabbanon. Says the Gemara, not a good differentiation. Nice try. The only reason why there is a concept of mukta is because of the gzeira that you might come to do aitzah. So it's one and the same. And memela, there's no way to differentiate the two. The official Mishnah, sponsored by official Rav Shleima, from Yosef ben Chana. So now, until then, the Masechta really. This is the last parak, right? We only have 4 days left. We're going to be discussing a lot about Tchum. So what's the... Here's Hegdash. You point at something, say it's Hegdash. What? Oh, the Siyum. Wow. Sign up for the Siyum in Raboisai. Unfortunately, I didn't have time even to read those emails. It's beautiful Siyum everywhere. In London, I know Ari Davis put up new projectors for the Siyum, new things everywhere. Chicago is even going to have a big Siyum. In Lakewood, Aaron Hirsch, running the Siyum there, brought in Rabbi Hissiger, the guy that interviewed me from Art Scroll. So he's going to be their guest. Fine. What, over here we have a big Siyum at Stefanski's house. Big barbecue, big kumzitz. Which one is what? Okay. No women this time. Okay. So, I don't know if this is the right one, but this is Tchum. Tchum is that on Shabbos, you can only go 2,000 Amah from the end of your house or the end of the city, whichever one comes last. If you live in a city, so from the city limits, you have 2,000 Amas in each direction. Total of 4,000 Amas. Now, if you establish your residence, you say, this is not my house. My house is going to be somewhere else. Where? Where I place a meal. Where I place a piece of bread. So now you just shifted your residence. So now your residence became where this challah is. And you have 2,000 Amas in each direction from the challah. But it ends right over here. That means you cannot step 1 foot in this direction, but you could step 2,000 amah in that direction. Because your residence just shifted. It went from here. Instead of being in the house, it went to the challah. That's a tchum. Says the Gemara beautifully. The Mishnah. Okay, right here. Habehema v'akelim kiragli habalim. If I own anything, I own an animal, I own a kli, I own whatever it is, it can only walk and go and be carried only as far as I, the owner, am allowed and permitted. So, check this out. I live in this house. I'm allowed to go 2,000 amma this way. He lives in this house. We're both from different chassidus. You can tell from the hats and the everything. He's a shtickle conservative chassid. Yeah, he has a shtickle, small talus on his. It's a very interesting picture. Huh? With a talus. A small little shawl talus that he got on the hook when he walked into the shiel. Yeah, in the shiel. Yeah. So here's his house. He can go 2,000 amma this way. So his goat could only go up until this point. It happens to be that they share 1,000 amma that they could meet. It overlaps 1,000 amma. You see? In this red, this guy could walk up to this line. This guy could walk up to here. His 2,000 amma finishes over here. And this guy's 2,000 amma finishes over here. So in this 1,000 amma, they could both schmooze and carry. The problem is that he cannot take this guy's goat and bring it back to his house. Because his goat is no better than him. Since he stops short over here, so his goat also stops short over there. That's the pshat that habehema v'akelim kiragli about. Hamoyse ben telibinoy aliroya. What? Yontif, this. Okay, yeah. Shabbos. Move it. So, even if it's Eruv, he's still tchum. Hamoyser behemtoy livnoy aliroya. You give your animal to the shepherd, to the babysitter, to your son, on Yontif. Harelu kiragli abalim. Again, it doesn't go by the shepherd where his tchum is, it goes by the owner's tchum. Because it happened on Yontif. It didn't happen Erev Yontif. So when Yontif came in, we look at the animal. Who's your owner today? This guy? Okay, so you go with his tchum. If it's the shepherd, then it goes by the shepherd. But since he gave it over on Yontif, it's too late. Before the brothers divided the inheritance, the Yerusha, so they said, this kli goes for now, until we divide it, goes to him. You get to use this car, you get to use this kli. So it goes by wherever his tchum is. Where's the chart? So, I think this is the chart. Hare elu kemokim shalchem. Meaning that if he made an eruv and he could go this way, this guy could go this way, they could only move this within their limits, but then he cannot go one foot this way and it can't go one foot this way because this goat, this kli, whatever it is limited to this brother, which is up to this point, so can only go here. And this goat is limited to this brother, which is up to here. So this goat is stuck in this area. It cannot go. This brother can't say, oh, but it wasn't divided yet. Let me take it up to here. He can't go past the limit. The lowest of the two. Correct. Hashoyel kli mechaver me'eriv yantiv. A borrower becomes an owner. So if I borrow your bowl on Erev Yontif, I become the owner now, and now it's Keragli Hashayel, so it goes wherever my tchum is. No chiddush there. B'Yontif, but if I borrowed it from you on Yontif, Keragli Hamashel. As Yontif came in, the tchum was over there. And a woman who borrows ingredients for her bread. Harel Keragli Shneim. Now the ingredients are in the bread, so you cannot move the bread because there's some salt in the bread that belongs to somebody else. And that limits the bread to the tchum of that someone else. Review the point of Ramayim. Review this says water dissolves, it evaporates. Mipnei shein b'mamish. Says the Gemara. Mas nisin. The loker of Daisa. Wow. Record.
Zero.
Sponsors. Sponsor Tehillim Group. For all those in each other, for those issues, please join Tehillim.mindav.com. Sponsor in the tank with Kushnud. For his chus, for his children, Ayikolov, and Yisrael Yaakov, they should do well in Eretz Yisrael, and have cheshik Torah mitzvah in Yerushalayim. If you buy an animal from your friend, even though he didn't give an animal only on Yontif, but the purchase happened before Yontif. So according to our Mishnah, it goes what? It goes by the purchaser because he purchased it so he can take the animal wherever he could go on Yontif. This is the problem. If you give over your animal to a shepherd, even though he gave it over to the Yontif, our Mishnah says if you give it over to Yontif, what's the halacha? We don't care about the shepherd. We care about the original owner. Over here it says, it goes by the shepherd. What's going on here? Do we care about the shepherd or do we not care about the shepherd? This all happened on Yontif, like our Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, we disregard the shepherd because the transaction happened on Yontif. Says Gemara, Fil Temer B'daisa, not a kasha. There's only one shepherd, so Memela, the only place everybody knows you're going to give it to this shepherd, so Memela goes by that shepherd. But our Mishnah has two shepherds, so we don't know where it's going. So Memela, it remains by the owner. There's umdina the muchach. I don't know how to, I'm not going to shepherd my animal. You ever saw me take my cows out? No. So if I buy a cow, obviously I'm going to give it to the babysitter of the neighborhood. I'm going to give it to him. So Mela goes by his tchum. But if there's two, like in our Mishnah, we can't differentiate. They can ami, and I'll prove it to you. Diktani livnoi or leroya shmamino says in the Mishnah to a son or to a shepherd. So Mela, it's showing you that there's two people involved there. There's two options, and Mela, I don't know where it's going, and that's why it goes by the owner's tchum and not by the shepherd. Halacha Rabbi Doisa says the Gemara, Umi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Achi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha Kistam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like an anonymous Mishnah all the time. Usnanin, what does it say in the anonymous Mishnah? Habehema Vakelim Kiragli Habailim. So, that says in the Mishnah that it goes by the owner, not by the shepherd. So, what's the obvious answer? We just said the answer a second ago. Velavi Kimna, Kamberoya Echad. Kan b'shnei royim. All Rabbi Yochanan is trying to say is that that's how we pass it. That depends. If there's one shepherd, it's obvious where this animal is going. Mimela, it goes by the shepherd's tchum. But if there's two individuals that it could go to, then it's not obvious anymore. And therefore, it remains by the owner. I apologize in advance, but Bezer Shem will catch up today, Motzei Shabbos. And on Sunday, we have a short daf. Have a wonderful day.